Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So good morning, everyone. Let's go right to voices reacting to that verdict. The takeaway yesterday in Los Angeles from a jury was involuntary manslaughter, not the charge that maybe certain people in Oakland might have hoped from the Oscar Grant
case.
And
a very different impact in Los Angeles where the decision was made as opposed to in Oakland further north.
Well, community standards of a jury in Los Angeles compared with the community outrage of people on the streets in Oakland where the crime took place. Let's bring in once again Jack Leonard, reporter for the LA Times, who covered the trial, was in the courtroom when the verdict was announced in that case. Good morning again, Jack.
Good morning.
Also, Bob Butler is a freelance journalist and reporter at KCBS Radio in San Francisco. He's on the line from Oakland. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
And also, Pastor Byron Williams is the pastor at the Resurrection Community Church in Oakland. He's also a syndicated columnist for the Oakland Tribune. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jack Leonard, let's begin. There's the danger here, and remind us of the details of this case, but it seems to me there's a danger here that the takeaway is a change of venue becomes a change of reality in a case of a crime between a white police officer and a black victim, in this case an unarmed victim, on the platform of a BART train station on New Year's Day 2009. Jack?
Yeah, this case hinges on whether that shooting was an accident, as the officer contends, or a deliberate intentional killing, as the prosecution argued during the trial. The officer claims that, and he testified to this too, in a sort of a tearful address to the to jurors in Los Angeles, that he had intended to draw an electric taser weapon to immobilize Oscar Grant, the victim in the case, as he struggled with him on the platform in front of many people. But the prosecutor argued that he was actually going for his gun and that the evidence showed that.
And Pastor Williams, the reaction on the streets of Oakland, not the verdict that certainly the mother of the victim would have wanted. She was actually accusing the officer of murder even last night after the verdict was announced. How do you think the people managed to remain calm in Oakland? 50 people were arrested.
Yeah, 50 people were arrested. I think for the most part, I mean, people behaved admirably. They were angry, understandably so, but they were nonviolent. And as for those 50 arrests, you had a group that, for the most part, go under the pseudonym Anarchist, and they were, for them, the name Oscar Grant became an adjective to justify other behaviors that had nothing to do with the case itself. And if you look at last year's riots, 70% of the people that were arrested last year came from outside of Oakland. So this was primarily individuals who came with another agenda under the pseudonym of Oscar Grant.
All right, well, Pastor Williams, evaluate this statement that we got earlier this morning from Adimu Madyun, who's a correspondent for Oakland Voices. It's a community journalism project. He described the protests last night as completely orchestrated by community leaders and that there's more to come. Listen.
You know, I don't think that's going to be the only protest. I can almost guarantee you there's going to be a lot more protests, and I don't think a lot of these will be the police organized and the city organized protests that we saw yesterday.
Pastor Williams, is that incitement or is he onto something there?
Well, I think that the problem with the whole whole case from its inception is it's driven by emotion. If you look at the emotion from that night, and people saw the video, from elected officials calling it an execution, from people who protested threatening the defendant, from people wanting first degree murder when there was no first degree murder that could be tried. I mean, it's been driven by emotion. And unfortunately, I don't know if he's on to something, but I think that's going to just inflame the situation. And I think the more people are endowed with facts, I think that we can quell some of that emotion. I think what's really key, if I can just add one more thing here, the sentencing is going to be key to this, I think. When whatever sentence that Johannes Meserle receives, I think that'll determine how people react after that.
Johannes Meserle, of course, is the white BART police officer who was the defendant in this case and who received involuntary manslaughter as the guilty verdict. Bob Butler, how important is the sentence there, following on what Pastor Williams had to say?
Well, I think it's going to be key. I mean, people last night were talking about how this was justice was not served because he was not convicted of murder. And people now are saying, okay, well, if he gets enough time, then maybe okay. But I think even if he gets the maximum sentence, you're going to find people who still don't, who don't care, who are going to come out and cause problems anyway. This is San Francisco. This happens all the time. Well, no matter what cause you have that's a legitimate cause, you'll find people that and they put the bandanas on their faces, they wear ski masks, and they're there basically just to cause trouble. We've seen this over and over and over again. Most of the people last night, there were probably 1,000 people out there early on. It was very peaceful. But as night fell, the people put their bandanas on, and that's when the trouble started.
You know, Bob, let me ask you, there was a sense among many people in Oakland that the trial maybe shouldn't have been moved to L.A., but as someone who comes from the L.A. area, I know people in L.A. felt a certain solidarity with Oakland over these kind of cases, which can cause unrest and anger among the people of a city.
Yeah, there's not much difference between a white police officer shooting somebody in Oakland or shooting somebody in Los Angeles. I mean, it's happened all across the country. And I think this was a symbol. Okay, here you have another case where a person who was not armed is shot by the police officer, and the police officer does not get charged, does not get convicted of murder.
All right. There's a tortured logic here, and Bob Butler, freelance journalist for KCBS Radio in San Francisco, also Pastor Byron Williams from the Resurrection Community Church in Oakland. Let's go out with you, Jack Leonard, reporter for the LA Times. There's a tortured logic here that the racial tensions, which in some sense create the circumstances for the shooting on that BART platform, then in court become an argument for jurors to say, hey, it was just a mistake. It's threatening to the community, it seems, and to the idea of justice in both instances.
Yeah, race did not play a huge role in the actual case that jurors saw in the trial. So I'm not sure that logic really plays out down here. I mean, the jurors are looking purely at the video to determine whether the officer intentionally fired his weapon or not. And so, in many respects, emotion was, both sides tried to take emotion out of the equation when they presented it to the jury.
And that, of course, is what the change of venue is all about. So in this case, you think it was successful?
I think some of the analysts who watched the trial think it was.
All right, Jack Leonard, reporter for the LA Times, who covered the trial of Johannes Messerly, a white BART police officer who shot and killed Oscar Grant, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter yesterday. Thank you, Jack, and also to Bob and Pastor Williams.
Thank you.